Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. We haven't chatted in a while. I hope everyone's enjoying their long weekend. I'll be giving you five podcasts this week, as pretty much will be the case all through the season. We're in regular season mode. But before we do that, a lot of you had asked about my fantasy draft, and that's what I'm going to do today. And this might be close to or probably the last fantasy episode we do, which is going to be rare. I mean, we're not going to, I told you, just here and there we do some fantasy things. And I know a lot of you guys like it. Let me preface you by telling you about this league. This is all my high school buds who are my closest friends. We've been in this league basically since high school. I mean, we used to, the commish at the time used to get the USA Today, and he would figure out all the stats with a calculator, put it in an envelope to us, ship it to us. We'd get it like Wednesday and figure out if we won or lost. And then we put in waiver claims via phone. You know, I mean, it was crazy. It wasn't Thursday night games all the time, but that's how we used to play fantasy football with this league. But anyway, these are a lot of pretty successful dudes that I went to high school with, my best buds, like I said, and we rented a cottage place on the lake at Deep Creek, Maryland. And by far, the biggest attraction of getting together is not the draft. It's the partying and the hanging, and I'm still recovering many late nights. We rented a pontoon boat. The weather was crappy. We didn't get to use it very much. That was a problem. But, I mean, we had buddies come in from Maine, Jacksonville, San Diego, Portland. You know, one guy did not come in from Minnesota, but usually does. I mean, just to give you an idea. So, and it's a 12-team league. There was probably 25 dudes there, a handful of them not involved in the league whatsoever, just there to hang. And it's honestly the best weekend of the year, and I'm still recovering. So, but we did have a draft too. And trust me, I'm the only one in this draft room that's a, quote, professional. My buddy Bill has gotten real involved with dynasties. He's quite a good player. There's five or six other dudes in the league that can hang with anyone. I mean, that are good fantasy players. And there's probably two dudes in there that, or three, that have no business being there and are just picking off a list. But in today's day and age, that helps a heck of a lot better than 10 years ago whenever they'd grab a magazine off the stands. And then a month later it was outdated and they were picking from that. So I'm sure you guys can relate to the league I'm talking about here. But I will say I haven't been super successful the last handful of years. And I do think there's a lot of luck involved. But this was what happened. I got the third pick in the draft, and everyone in the world knew Johnson and Bell would be the first two picks. And we did this draft Saturday or Sunday evening, and maybe this changes by the time you listen to this podcast, but Ezekiel Elliott had not been cleared. We didn't know any news. If I would have known that, you know, his suspension got dropped dramatically or that he wasn't going to get suspended at all, I would have loved to have taken him at three. Because my strategy was going to be take a running back and get the running backs out of the way this year. There's just not that many to pick from. But I couldn't take Elliott at three. I mean, not knowing anything. The last knowledge I knew for certain was that he's out six games, and I can't take them at number three. So I took Antonio Brown, my top wide receiver, very safe, with intentions of, boy, I better get some backs around the corner. And my thoughts were at the time that I take Brown at three. It's a 12-team league stake draft, so I got a long wait for the next one. Hoping to get Gronk and Zeke. They were two guys I was looking at. Really was high on Gurley as well. I was hoping he'd be around. I'm not going to do this for every round, but the first round went Johnson, Bell, Brown to me, Julio, Odell, Devontae Freeman, Mike Evans, Aaron Rodgers to a guy who always takes Aaron Rodgers in the first round every year, and thank God he's in the league. Jordy Nelson, LeSean McCoy, A.J. Green, Michael Thomas, and then it started coming around the corner. Gordon, Gurley, Cooks, Hilton, DeMarco Murray, Ajayi, Elliott. So running backs were falling like crazy, which worries me at the time. Amari Cooper, and then Rob Gronkowski goes the pick before I would have taken him. But Jordan Howard was there, and I know he's not the sexiest dude, but he gets a lot of carries. He's a high-quality player. I don't think he's going to hurt me, you know, so I'm starting off with AB and Jordan Howard, and I'm pretty happy about it. I mean, I thought Howard was the sixth best back in this draft, something like that. Not a ton of upside, probably won't catch a ton of passes, dropped quite a few last year, and that Bears offense is frightening. But I think their defense is better and should allow them to run the ball a fair amount. So I thought he was a pretty safe pick. After, you know, and I got another one coming up around the corner. So in between my Howard pick and my third pick, McCaffrey went, Dez went, Kareem Hunt went, Demaryius Thomas went. I took Leonard Fournette, and Isaiah Crowell went right after that pick. I was torn between Fournette and Crowell. I kind of like Crowell's situation better, which is frightening, but I like his line better. But I just think Fournette, and both are really talented, but Fournette could be a total superstar. We just haven't seen enough of him in the preseason. So I've started my draft, what I think is pretty sound. I mean, guys are going to get the ball a lot in Fournette and Howard, with AB being my stud.
Napa Know How. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
All right, so I have those three in the bucket, and I've got a long wait. It comes rolling around to me again with the 12-team snake draft, 17 rounds, and I'm not going to harp on the last couple rounds very much. But at this point, I got Brown. I got two quality backs. We have a flex spot. You can either start a third receiver or a third running back. So with the 10th pick in the fourth round, I took Ty Montgomery. I mean, I think he's in for a really big year. You know, I was shocked he lasted that long. Three quality backs that get the ball a lot with some upside to them. That's an advantage I don't think any other team in the league has. Most people are going to be short at their number two running back spot, where I think I got three really good ones. And then Montgomery, I went to look at my fourth round pick, and then Keenan Allen went, Doug Martin went, Martavis Bryant went, Travis Kelce went, and I took Russell Wilson happily, and that's a very un-Williamson move. You know, I'm usually like the last guy drafting a quarterback, but at the 5-3 spot, I got Wilson, who to me is the third ranked fantasy quarterback. My fantasy quarterbacks go Brady, Rodgers, Wilson, and he was really dinged up last year. I don't think people realize how bad, you know, his injuries were. He's looked great in the preseason. I love his supporting cast. So rarely in this league do I have a quality quarterback. I'm always putting together, you know, these bottom of the barrel dudes. And in this league, you can't just stream like crazy. You can, but it costs you money. Every transaction costs money. So you don't want to just pick up a new quarterback every week or you end up in the poorhouse. So I'm riding Wilson, and I think he's quality value there as my third-ranked quarterback. So I've got Wilson, I've got three good backs, and only one receiver, and you know, which is a little hairy, but I've looked at this draft quite a bit, and there's a lot of receivers, you know, that go in this fifth, sixth, seventh range that I have no qualms starting. So with my sixth-round pick, I took Sammy Watkins, and I mean, I understand the risk. I understand that Jared Goff's terrible. He's gonna be, but man, I like the way that offense is schemed up. They have a lot invested in him. He's got a lot to play for. I mean, to get him that late as my number two receiver, where he could be a top 10 type guy this year, I thought that was stealing. I was torn with that seventh rounder. I wanted to go receiver again. My man Larry Fitzgerald went right before I picked, you know, the third round, or between those picks. Sammy Watkins went, I took a 10 in the sixth round, and then Jameis Winston went, Jarvis Landry went, Zach Ertz went, Larry Fitzgerald went, who I would have taken as my third receiver. So I took Martellus Bennett, who I thought clearly was the best tight end left. thought there was a drop-off after that. If I didn't take Bennett there and had a long wait to go on my next pick, I probably would end up with some real bottom feeder type tight ends that I didn't trust that are questionable every week starters. So I was pretty happy about taking Bennett there. I would have preferred Larry just because he would have been, you know, I think he's really safe and he's going to catch a lot of balls again this year. But Bennett in that offense in Green Bay, I'm pretty wound up about that too. I have him ranked very high in the fantasy world. So I also think he's going to be a great addition to the pack. So again, I have a long wait, but I've already got my quarterback. I've already got my tight end. Again, that's usually rare for me. Usually I'm reaching on those positions and I'm just building into running backs and receivers. So I've got three backs that I like. I got two receivers that I like a lot, and I'm set at quarterback and tight end. And of course, my last two picks are going to be defense and kicker in this league. So you got 15 non-dumb picks to make. You know, I mean, the kicker, defense, who cares? And at this point, I'm like, I got a quarterback, I got a tight end, I'm just going to draft running backs like crazy and throw in some receivers, and hopefully that gives me trade bait. I love to have a surplus of running backs, I love taking high risk picks in this stage of the game. So late in round 8, I took Adrian Peterson, you know, gladfully, you know, thrilled about it. I think he could have a huge year, very much so, you know. New Orleans Saints running backs put up big, big numbers. The receivers from this point, I wasn't doing cartwheels for, you know, but I felt like I better grab one. I only have two on my roster. I just took my fourth running back. So I took Corey Coleman, high upside. Seems to be riffing with Kaiser well. They certainly could be losing late in games. I thought he looked good as a rookie when healthy. So a little bit of a risk there, but he's not considered a starter for me. So, you know, I roll the dice on those guys.
Hi, I'm Paul. Verizon has been placing giant letters all over the country to get people to buy into their unlimited plan. Don't get hooked. Switch to Sprint Unlimited, $22.50 per month per line for 4 lines and get the 5th line free. Hurry to your local Sprint store, visit sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Savings until 10/31/18, then $38 per line per month for 5 lines with auto pay, excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, streams, video, PHD, 1080p, music, 1.5 megabits per second, gaming up to 8 megabits per second, subject to credit, $30 activation fee, prohibited network use, tools and data deprioritization apply. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited carry features, different coverage and offer not everywhere, restrictions apply.
So, to recap, through 9 picks, I've got my quarterback, Wilson. I've got my tight end, Bennett. I got my stud receiver in AB. And two risky dudes in Watkins and Coleman, but both are former first-round picks, and there's a lot of ability there. And then I'm loaded at running back. I got four dudes, Howard, Fournette, Ty Montgomery, Adrian Peterson. So, we're rolling into the 10th round. Again, 17-round draft. Going to use a kicker and defense with my last two picks. Right before I picked, John Brown went. I was ready to take Brown. I'd almost taken Brown even a whole round before, which is even more than a round before. I was torn between Corey Coleman and Brown in my 9th round. So I took Coleman. Couldn't believe Brown was still lasting, and he went one pick before me. So I took Sterling Shepard. It's a non-PPR, by the way. And I understand he's going to fight for targets, but Odell's out to begin the year. Maybe that lingers. I think Shepard's certainly a quality player. I had thought about CJ Prosise here as well, but I had a lot of backs and really could use one more receiver. Not doing cartwheels over Shepard, but yeah, it's fine. James Conner went right before my pick in the 11th. So I took Marlon Mack. I was going to take Conner there too. With the intentions of either trading him to the Bell owner, or if Bell goes down, boom, you just plug him right in. But I think Mack becomes Indy's starter. I think they're going to have a terrible year. And I don't know how you keep giving Gore the ball the second half of the season when you have a young back like Mack out there. I bet he's their lead dog by week 8 or so. I have mixed feelings of him as a player, but I do think they like him quite a bit. And I think he can catch the ball a little bit. So, you know, you're taking shots in the dark here at this stage of the game. That was my 11th rounder. In the 12th round, it was another guy I thought of in the 11th round and couldn't believe he lasted that entire time, was Duke Johnson. And again, he wasn't, not a PPR, so that hurts him a lot. He doesn't score a lot. He's going to play a slot a lot for the Browns this year as well. But I think he's going to be a major part of their offense, and they want to get the ball in his hands. I think he could basically be a spot starter for me when byes hit, when two or three dudes are hurt and I'm on a bye and I'm struggling for a starter. We've all been there in the fantasy world that, okay, I'll start Duke Johnson this week and maybe he catches five or six balls and happens to break a long touchdown. You know, I mean, I don't think he's ever going to kill you. So at this point, we got picks 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 left. And I told you, roster moves are expensive. So I figured I would pick up a backup quarterback, a backup tight end. I wasn't loving the running backs and receivers that were left. And so I have five picks. I'm going to grab a tight end. I'm going to grab a quarterback. I'm going to grab a defense. I'm going to grab a kicker. So this is where I took the tight end. Eric Ebron was still there. I mean, to me, he was like my 10th ranked fantasy tight end. So if he's my backup, fine. You know, I mean, who knows? Maybe Bennett goes down. I think that's a pretty quality pairing there, Bennett and Ebron, without having a lot invested in them. In the 14th round, I took another high upside running back in DeAndre Washington. So what if Lynch isn't great? Or what if Lynch can't carry a major load? Or what if Lynch is useless on third down? These aren't crazy questions. You know, I mean, that Raiders D is going to be troubling. And I'm writing an article right now about how their linebackers, you know, negatively affect everything they do on defense and could, in turn, maybe even throw them, you know, making more of a throwing team or giving up a lot of big plays as they did a year ago. DeAndre Washington, to me, is clearly the guy that benefits from all those scenarios I mentioned. So as a 14th rounder, and I think he's going to play every week too. I mean, I think he has some of those Duke Johnson qualities for fantasy that if I'm really in a bind, I could start him and he won't kill me. At least he'll touch the ball eight times, even if Lynch is rolling on a good offense. So that was my 14th rounder. Rest of my draft's not real exciting. Took my boy Sam Bradford. You guys know I love him. Love's a strong word, but I like him more than everybody else does. I think he could have a nice year. It was my backup quarterback to Wilson in the 15th round. Great. And then I went kicker defense with the Eagles, who I think is a pretty good defense. I think they're going to rush the passer really well. And I got Will Lutz, the kicker from New Orleans. I mean, New Orleans scores points. The dude plays in a dome. You know, good weather. Great. You know, I'm not going to talk long about fantasy kickers. So that was what I did. I know a lot of you, some of you may not have been interested. I understand that. But a lot of you did ask me how my fantasy draft went this weekend. I told you I was going. Most of all, we had a fantastic time with some of my best friends in the world. It's honestly one of the absolute best weekends of my year every year. We go the same long weekend. And it doesn't work out great for me in the world of football. Cuts were going on. And, you know, I got to gear up. And I'm starting the Steeler show tomorrow. So it wasn't the ideal timing, but it's something I have to set aside for every year. It's just too good, not to. So that's a wrap. And the rest of this week, Thursday, we will certainly preview the Thursday night game. Friday, we will certainly preview the rest of the games and review the Thursday night game. So that really only leaves me Tuesday and Wednesday for prediction stuff that I've been promising you guys. I'm going to pick all my division winners over that stretch. I'm going to do over-under win totals for all 32 teams. I'm going to pick MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Rookie of the Years, those type of things. So these next 2 days, these next two shows should be jam-packed. And maybe I'll give you an extra one, you know, throw in an extra show or something like that, because I do want to get all that to you guys. I've been telling you I'll be doing prediction shows right before the season starts, and they will be coming very soon. So that's a wrap. Spread the word on the Locked On NFL podcast.
Napa Know How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.